at Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob, what's going on?
Not too much. Congratulations on the win last Saturday. As I mentioned, the outset 14-0 over Central Connecticut State. What pleased you with your team's performance?
We stayed to it. You know, it was not a very pretty win for us, but we found a way to get it done. Obviously, defensively, we cut them out of the end zone. We did some very, very good things on third down. We created 4 turnovers. We just played hard. Offensively, we couldn't get the run game going, but I thought Trevor and the whole offense did what they needed to do to get some points on the board. We didn't kick it very well at the field goal, at the place kicker position, but I thought we covered kicks and did some things very well. So it was a win. It was a good win. And now we're on to the next thing. We're heading to Arkansas to play an extremely, extremely talented Central Arkansas team.
As you touched on, you guys hold Central Connecticut to 248 and forced the 4 turnovers that you mentioned. Your defense now, ever since the Stony Brook game, you haven't allowed more than 21 points, and that was in the JMU game with 7 of those points coming on the interception. So really under 20 points to every opponent since then. What's been the key to the resurgence of the defense here in the second half of the season?
I think we've done the 3 things that we've always wanted to do and, more importantly, preached to do. First thing we've done is stop the run. We've done a very good job with our front 4, and especially the 2 inside guys, Sosnick and Holt, have done a great job of sustaining the A and B gaps. Then the second thing we've done is we've kept the ball inside and in front of us, you know, not giving up a ton of X plays, not had the ball go over our head for a lot of touchdowns. And then the last thing we've done, and I think it's important, is worked hard to create some turnovers, and we did it again this week, and that's been huge. It's a recipe for anybody's success, and that's what I think you have to do in this league and at this level to be successful. But when we put our minds to it, we've done a pretty good job of doing that.
2 of the guys that came up big and really have been pretty good for you all year, you mentioned the defensive linemen, but your linebackers, Quinlan Dean and Jared Keel. Quinlan with 12 tackles, 3 for loss and an interception, and Jared, 7 stops, a fumble recovery, and an interception. Talk about those guys' performance on Saturday.
Well, both those guys needed to play well for us. You know, they're the guys at the second level that, you know, we hope to set free and run to the football and do some things. The interception for Jared, you know, was a first and goal at the 4, and he was right in the right spot. Got tipped by Jaywan Horton. He grabs it and takes off. And then Quinlan does a really nice job of rolling into coverage on a play-action pass. And, you know, again, another tip off the thing, running to the football, straight into the football, gets the pick and returns it for a couple yards. Both those kids did a very good job in running our defense, but more importantly, did a great job running to the football.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to switch to the other side of the offense. As you touched on, you guys moved the ball. You ran 80 plays in the game, 369 yards, 37 minutes time possession, but not able to get in the end zone. You mentioned some of the issues in kicking game, but overall, were you fairly happy with the way you were able to move it?
Yeah, you know, I was. You know, they're a good defense. They had been very opportunistic from the, you know, you take away the first 3 games of their season, and they were one of the top defenses in the NEC, and they were very opportunistic. They created turnovers. They scored touchdowns on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we held the ball. The problem we did is we didn't finish in the red zone, and when we got opportunities to put points in the boards, we didn't do it, you know, and that's disappointing, and you got to do it. And we're going to have to do it this week because this team we're playing, Central Arkansas, 1, can score it, but 2, they defend very, very well. So any opportunity we get to score, we better take advantage of it when we're down inside the 20.
Trevor ended up with 299 yards passing, another big game from Malik Love, 10 catches, 123. I know last week when we talked, you had been concerned with the play of your offensive line, especially in regards to protecting Trevor. How did you feel like they did on Saturday?
They got better. They got better. We fought. We held. I thought Trevor did a great job of scrambling and, again, doing the things that he does with his legs, finding people open on the run. You know, it's still in whatever game we're going into, game 13, going to be a work in progress to improve some of the things we're doing. But the great thing is it gave us enough of an opportunity for us to throw the ball for 299. And we got kids that can run and catch. So it was good that Trevor found him and had time to do it.
I know a big honor for Trevor that came down over the weekend, winning the Golden Helmet Award as the FCS Player of the Year in New England. That's quite an honor. Just talk about the kind of year that he's had and him receiving that award.
Well, somebody asked me last week, and I'll name the two kids that come the farthest in your program in the last year, and I think first and foremost it's been Trevor. And, you know, Trevor has had talent. He's got the great arm. He's got strength. He's a smart kid. He can run. Last year he was still feeling his way, pressing sometimes. We talked after the season. We talked what he had to do physically to get himself ready to play 12, 13, 14 games if we ever got those opportunities. Knock on wood, he's been able to play in every game, and he stayed healthy. He's been banged, but he's fought through it. Mentally, I think the kid has grown leaps and bounds of knowing what Ryan Carty wants to do with our offensive game plan. He is knows where to go with the ball. The thing that he keeps getting better at is creating plays with his feet, not just running and making plays, but extending plays, buying time, and putting balls on people when he's moving like that. Those are the things that he's improved enormously well with, and it's probably the most that one of our quarterbacks has come in my tenure here from his, you know, sophomore year to his junior year, the growth that he's shown.
You touched on the running game still being a bit of a struggle, 61 yards in the game on Saturday. Have you been able to sort of put your finger on anything that is not working well, or are there some things that you feel like you can make adjustments heading into this weekend?
You know, it's a combination of a couple of things. There's one time that the line gets a blocked well, on blocks and doing a good job, and there's a crease in our backs. I think are not as patient as they would have been if we had been able to move the ball on the ground efficiently all year. Didn't see some holes, just buried their head and try to get it. You know, and then you look at it, our line's got to block better. And again, you know, we were talking about the defenses that we faced over the last, you know, five, six games. You know, you start with Stony Brook, and then you go to, you know, JMU, and then you got Albany, and you got William and Mary, and you know, in the game we ran the ball pretty well. 1,000, you know, you look at the teams we've had struggles with. They're really good defensive football teams whose number one priority is stopping the run. Now that's we got to be better at it if we want to do anything and go anyplace. We got to run the ball better in 60 yards. Got to keep plugging away, chopping at it, find a way to get it done. That's what we'll do this week.
The special teams, the problems in the kicking game, a couple missed field goals and one block. Was there any reason for those, or just the case of some guys missing some kicks?
Missing kicks. The field goal block, the ball was low. The two misses that Max had, you know, they both were hit pretty good, just didn't go down the middle of the field, you know. And somebody, you know, again, people, why do you alternate them? You know, if anybody stood out, they'd probably be the starter pure and clear, you know. Both the kids have done a good job for us in a lot of different ways. You know, a kicker gets a lot of the blame when things don't go well, you know. They also, you know, have to do their job. And both those kids are taking it to heart that it was a tough day for them last Saturday. And they'll work their tails off this week to improve it. And we'll figure out if we'll watch the tape and see if they're doing anything wrong there. But got to stick with them. They're our guys.
Let's look ahead to Central Arkansas. And as you touched on, the team that's won 10 straight games, the champion out of the Southland Conference, including a victory over Sam Houston. And let's start on the offensive side. They averaged almost 38 points a game and 468 yards, pretty balanced. I know they're player of the year with their quarterback, Hayden Hildebrand. As you've kind of looked at them, do they remind you of somebody you've seen in the CA, and what are some of the challenges to try to slow them down?
Yeah, they're a combination of Richmond, from what I've seen on tape. They're a combination of JMU on defense. They are, you know, explosive on the offensive side of the ball with a very, very good quarterback in Hildebrand, the player of the year, offensive player of the year in the conference. They're running back. They got a tandem of guys. They've got this kid Crossley, who's a freshman, 5'8", diminutive guy who's got great vision, great speed, and then they got a kid who's 6'1", 235 as a power back in him. And those guys have combined for 1,400 yards rushing. Their offensive line averages right around 308 yards a pop. They're a big, strong, physical offensive line. Remind me a lot of JMU's offensive line with the physicality that they have. You know, they got talent across the board. They got the lineman of the year on their team, and John Dennis Cook. They got the freshman of the year for offense, and Crossley, the defensive player of the year. You know, goes on and on. They're just a really good football team, you know, and they're talented, and they haven't even gotten to the defensive side where they got some guys over there that are pro prospects that are very, very talented. So, you know, again, they're in the upper elite part of their league for a reason, because they have good players. They're well coached. Reminds me of, you know, of of Richmond a lot on offense in some ways, and JMU defensively with their physicality and their athleticism on the defensive side of the ball.
Certainly a long trip for you guys to Arkansas. How does it change your schedule for this week, and what are some of the plans for as far as travel goes?
It's obviously a different venue where we're going to. Never been to Arkansas before, but to be honest with you, not going to change much what we do. We'll practice here Friday morning, late morning, hop on a plane early Friday afternoon and get out there and go over to their stadium, look around, and then, you know, get through our process of meats, meals, and stuff like that. The great thing is it's an easy charter out of Pease Air Force Base here in Portsmouth, right into Little Rock. You know, it's shorter than busing to Albany and Maine, so it isn't that difficult for us. It's a good opportunity for us to get off and get to some place we've never been and have an opportunity to represent the CAA.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for your time today. Good luck on Saturday at Central Arkansas, and hopefully we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, Rob, have a great day, man.
All right, you too. Once again, from Media.